This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
We begin today with a few salient facts about the company at the center of the big business and economic story of this Monday. J.P. Morgan Chase is the biggest bank in the country. It's got $3.6 trillion in total assets. It has 16% of all bank deposits in this economy, 16.1%, actually. It is, as you'll hear elsewhere on public radio this week, I believe, about to open a new multi-billion dollar headquarters building in Manhattan. And yet, in the wee small hours of this morning, as you have surely heard by now, and at the behest of federal regulators, Jamie Dimon's bank finalized its deal to buy First Republic, thus stabilizing things and, in the process, getting bigger. But not, as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, to get us going without some pot sweeteners.
J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon said the deal to rescue First Republic only modestly benefits his bank.
They are booking a $2.6 billion gain up front.
David Cheverini is a managing director at Wedbush Securities.
And then they are going to be generating $500 million incremental earnings annually going forward.
The bank also gets a bunch of new affluent customers, says Tiffany Montez, a principal analyst at Insider Intelligence.
It's a quick way for JP Morgan Chase to increase their market share.
On the downside, restructuring will cost JP Morgan Chase about $2 billion, the bank says. It'll also have to repay $25 billion to other banks that tried to keep First Republic afloat. So for all that, the bank got a deal sweetener. The FDIC agreed to shoulder the bulk of any losses from certain mortgages and commercial loans that would come along with First Republic.
I think it was extremely important to do that.
David George is senior bank analyst with Baird. He says many of the loans JP Morgan Chase would acquire do not offer attractive returns.
Well below market rates.
Having the FDIC share the burden of losses makes the below market returns more palatable. Patricia McCoy, professor of law at Boston College Law School, says there may be bigger concerns with the loans themselves. Take commercial loans.
There is a lot of talk on the street that commercial loans to finance office space in the future may go into default because there's so many office vacancies.
McCoy also says a lot of the residential mortgages JP Morgan Chase would take on are interest-only mortgages, where payments suddenly jump after a few years.
They have a much higher default rate than ordinary fixed-rate mortgages.
If those concerns pan out, having the FDIC shoulder some of that risk would offer a lot of protection. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.